And thus concludes another edition of the Alan Watts Radio Series here on WMNF. We'll have another edition for you next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Meanwhile, it's nearly 11:30 a.m. Time for Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. I'm Duncan Strauss. Really be delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals. Kicking off the show as usual with an animal tune. This is Steely Dan with Monkey in Your Soul here on WMNF. In Your Soul, an animal song of sorts from Steely Dan, getting the nod here not only because they're performing in Tampa tomorrow night at the Ford Amphitheater, but also because of their sort of tongue-in-cheek flap with Owen Wilson about the eerie similarities they find between their song Cousin Dupree and his new film You, Me, and Dupree. Too long a story to properly address here, but amusing to check out. And Monkey in Your Soul is how we're using today's edition of Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa, and streaming live via the station's website, WMNF.org. My name's Duncan Strauss, and I'll be here till noon today with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. Indeed, the show primarily seeks to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your phone calls and emails, from assorted other sources. But we're also quite interested in celebrating animals through music, comedy, and other means. We've always aimed for a spirited balance of those elements, as you can readily glean if you care to visit our website, talkinganimals.net. Indeed, the website offers archives of all our past shows, including our initial programs here on WMNF, featuring guests ranging from Paul Watson, who was a co-founder of Greenpeace, before moving on to create the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, which has worked diligently for decades to protect all animals of the sea, to Dr. Temple Grandin, an internationally renowned expert on both animals and autism, who is herself autistic, to John Grogan, author of the mega best-selling dog memoir, Marley and Me. Today's edition very much extends the show's tradition of speaking with fascinating folks from all walks of animal life, with the conversation we'll have momentarily with our guest John Doe, founder bassist of legendary punk band X, an acclaimed singer-songwriter as a solo artist and a real animal guy, from the multitude of animals that live with Doe and his family to his work providing the narration for Man's Dominion, a new documentary film about animal law and the animal rights movement. We'll find out more about the film and a number of other topics when John Doe joins us in a moment on Talking Animals. We'll also welcome your questions and comments, of course, for him at 813-239-9663 or by email at dj@wmnf.com. Animalsongofsorts.org. Going to try to hit a couple of quick animal news items and announcements. U.S. Senate recently passed two important animal protection measures. One will save pets during disasters, which is, of course, particularly important for those of us who live in hurricane territory. The U.S. Senate unanimously approved its version of the Pets Evacuation and Transportation Standards Act, PETS. The U.S. House of Representatives passed its version in May by an overwhelming vote. Congress has taken an important step in ensuring that Americans will never again be forced to leave their pets behind when disaster strikes, as happened during the Hurricane Katrina. The bill passed by the House calls for emergency preparedness plans to include consideration of people with pets and service animals before disaster strikes. The Senate bill contains additional and strengthening provisions. The Humane Society and others of the United States supports both bills, but hopes this House will take up and approve the Senate version because it is more comprehensive. So final passage of the PETS Act will be a priority when Congress returns from recess in September. Also, much more locally and much more immediately, tonight, August 9th, Stop Pet Overpopulation Together, SPOT, is presenting a free seminar on hurricane preparedness from 6:30 to 8 p.m. That's tonight, Wednesday, August 9th, at Scott Buick, 9400 U.S., 19 North in Pinellas Park. The seminar will cover the top 10 things every pet owner should know to prepare for a hurricane, including training tips, first aid, hurricane kits, evacuation, and more. For reservations, call 727-545-3463 or sign up online at www.spotusa.org. And this is just an example of the pet events listed in the critter calendar, now found on our website, talkinganimals.net. It's nearly time to... let's move into the comedy corner here with, as always, involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Brian Regan with a piece called Flipper and Gentle Ben on today's comedy corner here on WMNF.
I watched a lot of Flipper growing up. Flipper, he was something. Always saving people. Every show he'd go save some more. I'd save some people! For that, they would throw him a dead fish. Hey, thanks. Thanks for saving people. He was always doing that backwards dance, three quarters out of the water. Man, that was cool. Imagine if you could do that. That impressed some people at the public pool, you know? Just go, hey, how y'all doing? You know? Just skip across the top of the pool without getting your bathing suit wet and hop up on the other side. Hey, what's happening? And just grab a little towel, wipe off your feet. Yeah, it's a little colder than I thought. Wow, who's that guy? I thought, to be fair, they should have also had a bad dolphin, you know? Zipper! Big scar across his head. I'm moving safety buoys around. Deal with that, Flipper! Out chewing tobacco. Zipper surly. He is uncaring. How about that show, Gentle Ben? Do you remember that show? About a big friendly bear. There's a good thing to teach kids. Hey, bears are friendly. Go up and let them give you a big hug. Put some honey on your face. Let them lick it off. Bears love kids with honey on their heads. They love honey head kids. Hey, Gentle Ben, where's Bobby? Bobby. Ben's wearing Bobby's hat. I don't know where he is. Picking his teeth. I think he scampered off that way. He was scampering.
All right, that was a piece called Flipper and Gentle Ben by Brian Regan, taken from his album simply entitled Live. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF. The station website is WMNF.org. The show website is TalkingAnimals.net, where all our past programs are archived. There are pieces written about us, pieces we've written, and more, including a new calendar of pet events taking place in and around Tampa, and a place to sign up for our email list. So we'll keep you posted on forthcoming guests and more. That's all on TalkingAnimals.net. It's nearly time to welcome today's guest, John Doe. So let me quickly outline a few important details about him. As I touched on a few moments ago, he is perhaps best known as the founder, bassist, singer of the legendary and highly influential punk band X, who are in the midst of a major national tour, which includes a stop August 25th right here at Janus Landing. He's also a member of the periodic country folk X offshoot, The Knitters, whose last album included a rollicking tale about a buffoonish slaughterhouse worker. And he's an acclaimed singer-songwriter. He's a solo artist who's just reissued and expanded his 1998 EP For the Rest of Us, now entitled For the Best of Us. And an actor who's appeared in more than 40 films and a number of TV shows. He's also a real animal guy, from the multitude of animals that live with Doe and his family to some very related views about the value of living with animals, to his work providing the narration for Man's Dominion, a new documentary film about animal law and the animal rights movement. So there's lots to talk about. The quick reminder that you can join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. Let's welcome John Doe to Talking Animals. John, are you there?
Hey, Duncan. How's it going?
Good, good. Thanks so much for joining us again on Talking Animals.
Always a pleasure.
Cool, cool. Well,
and now you're on the East Coast, too?
Well, yeah, so I'm not on the West Coast anymore. Yeah, please try to keep up, John. I mean, seriously.
I'm just shocked. You're everywhere, man.
I know. Well, that's if I knew what the word ubiquitous meant, I would try to use it there. But so
all you can just say is just interweb.
Okay, cool. I like it. So
you're
now
on the interweb.
Now, speaking of a rambling guy, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you're in Minneapolis now and in the midst of a pretty major tour, sharing a bill with the Rollins Band.
That we are.
And how's that going? How are the shows? Any gossip, tour highlights, anything? Just that chuckle said there's lots of gossip.
Not really.
Okay.
You know, we're kind of grown up to be gossiping. You know, whatever bad things that happen, they just sort of immediately go away.
Wow, that is grown up.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Forget it.
And
it's called denial.
Okay. Well, on a more related note to the show, when you're on a tour like this, because it does seem like it's a long, long tour, a lot of dates. To what extent do you miss the animals that live with you and your family, and how do you sort of deal with that?
Oh, just living vicariously. I actually almost drove off the road because there was a kid with this beagle who was probably like 6 months old. I have two beagles at home. And I was driving, and I looked over at this thing, and here's this beagle with, you know, when they're that young, the ears are exceptionally long. And I literally almost wrecked because I was so taken by one of the cutest visions I'd seen. But, you know, you find other animals. I have a little tryst with a golden retriever, a lot of petting you know, vows were exchanged. That was in Denver. Yeah, but you know, I'm a traveling guy, so I you know, for those animals on the road, I have to kind of love them and leave them.
Sure, that's sad but true. But so beyond the beagles that you mentioned, what are all the animals that live at the Doe household? How many and what kind?
Well, we have three horses and a pony. A pony who's been in and out of colicking like for the last, I don't know, it seems like 6 months. It's like,
oh, wow.
She's pretty old. So that's, just one of those shocks to your system where you're walking them around for hours on end. But luckily our kids are a little older, so they can help with that. And,
sure.
And then we have five hens, no rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Rooster died a couple years ago, and then we realized, we don't need a rooster.
All right, cool.
The egg output seems to be just about the same.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not in it for, you know, a business, so I suppose if I was, I'd be a little more
rooster oriented. Yeah.
Well, I'd be certainly more conscious of whether they lay more eggs with or without a rooster, but it doesn't seem to really affect it too much. So
yeah,
you know that, and but we always had nice roosters.
Sure.
Which some people always complain about bad roosters, and you know, you just have to love them.
Right, even
so
if they're
there, you pick them up when they're young and they're cool.
Yeah, and just got to roll with their crowing.
That's right, and it is the farmer's alarm clock.
That's it. And John did.
What else? What else? We got a couple of cats.
Okay.
And,
wow.
And we have a coonhound mix who's Tigger, who's getting a little old, but Tigger's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And. I think that's it.
We got rid of
all the exotic animals. We had a couple of snakes at one time, and we had a turtle, which we released into our friend still has that. And we had a couple of cockatiels and all kinds of crap like that. But we sort of stuck to more of the domesticated animals.
Yeah.
Much more much more rewarding.
And did the fauna population in your family gradually, it sounds like, grow to the size, of, not to mention some of those that were sort of released from the household, or was it pretty quick expansion to all these critters there?
Over a period of about 7 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's also, we have a pot-bellied pig.
Oh, there you go. Nice. And I take it you must live in a at least somewhat rural area that enables all these horses and ponies and pigs and everybody to be happy and coexist. And
very, very rural. It's called downtown L.A.
I see. Right there on Hollywood Boulevard. I guess if you look carefully, you can see
downtown,
John Doe and his
right
horses.
Down.
Yeah.
Right downtown.
Nice.
No, it's out by, it's out near the Los Padres National Forest.
Okay, cool.
About 80 miles north of L.A. Actually, Wilbur is the reason that I stopped eating pork. Occasionally, very occasionally, I'll have bacon. But, it was he's too cool.
Yeah, well, and you...
No more pork chops for me.
Yeah, it gives you a whole different perspective when you're hanging with...
Well, he's really smart.
Yeah.
He's really smart. He knows to come here. He knows, Wilbur, come. And he knows bad pig. And he sort of gets his head low and scrunches up his shoulders when you say bad pig.
Wow. He doesn't like to be talked to harshly, it sounds like. Yeah.
Well, he does some bad things, you know?
Yeah.
He's a pig.
Sure. Well, he has to be scolded, I guess, now and again. But does everyone in the extended Doe family, your wife and all your kids, have an equal concern and affection for animals? And or is there some kind of more than others that are animal-oriented?
I would say the youngest two daughters more than the oldest daughter. The oldest daughter's just had it.
She's ready
to go to college, and she's had it.
I see.
I've got to feed the horses again.
Right. Enough of mucking out the stalls and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and you're, I take it, obviously a lifelong animal lover. I mean, you sort of came into starting a family being a big animal guy. Where did you grow up, and were animals sort of part of that, those formative years from the get-go, or?
You know, a little bit. No, I can't say that it was a big part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a beagle, which was
seems to be a running theme.
That was big. It was, and he was a great dog. We got him in Tennessee, and he was like the real deal. You know, he came from a farm that used beagles for hunting rabbits and stuff like that. He was the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a couple of cats, but I think as a teenager, I really, or maybe preteen, really bonded with these Siamese cats that we had.
Mm.
And that was one of those things that, you know, it's like they always slept with me, and you know, and once you kind of get that, I don't think you can
shake it.
You can.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. That connection is strong.
Yeah. And it's a kind of connection that you can't really describe. It just is. And
sure.
People who get it, they get it, and people who don't, like, they never will.
Right. They just kind of scratch.
It kind of blows my mind. It kind of blows my mind when I see people that are just sort of indifferent.
Yeah.
The animals. It's just like, are you kidding? Look at that. Look at that thing over there.
How can you not respond? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this is Talking Animals on WMNF. We're speaking with singer-songwriter John Doe, and you can, too, by calling 813-239-9663, or you can email a question or comment for John via dj@wmnf.org. So along the lines of what you were just saying, John, about being sort of surprised when some people just don't seem to respond at all, I mean, on the flip side, what is important? Why do you think it is important for, well, especially kids like your own and others, to... you know, live with animals, and what do you think that does for people, and adults for that matter, even if they came to it later like you may have?
Makes you a better person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
How so?
It's something, because you just, because you're nice to animals.
Yeah, right.
Because you realize, and then you, I think you're more compassionate with people,
mm-hmm.
With other, like, causes and things like that. I mean,
yeah.
The thing that happened in China just recently was just mortifying, where they went into that country province and just, like, slaughtered all these dogs because a couple of people had got rabies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Huge overreaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 50,000 dogs over three people. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, absolutely. Well, and
I'm sure it was, you know, if it was my daughter, I would be thinking differently. But still, it's like, you know, whatever.
It still seems pretty extreme. Yeah, reaction. And
that and the whole you know the issue that just won't go away is in Congress of protecting horses from slaughter for meat.
Yeah.
You know, that's exported. I mean, when are they going to realize that it's like that? That's not a you know, this isn't 1840.
Right.
You know, you really can't do that sort of thing anymore.
Sure. No, it seems like people are slow to recognize that, but I am optimistic that bill is going to make it through, and you know.
We'll, I agree.
Yeah. So I think
you're right.
So, John, all this talk of compassion or empathy or lack thereof, of course, leads me to ask about your work providing the narration for this documentary, Man's Dominion, which examines the animal rights movement, the growing field of animal law, and then kind of looks very closely at a tragic case of a dog mauling situation. How did your involvement come about? Who contacted you, and how did that initially get started?
The director.
Mm-hmm.
She called me up or came to a show. You know, it's something that I'd never done before, so I thought, well, let's give it a shot. I found the, you know, she sent me the script and all that sort of stuff. Same sort of thing.
Sure.
You know, as most ways people get involved in stuff, but you know, I'm not sure of the status of it. I'm pretty sure it's almost finished editing. I think it's being entered in some you know, competitions, some festivals and things. And,
yeah. Well, actually, I think it's in the home stretch. I just in the guise of doing homework before a little chat, I did look into this, and I actually spoke to the filmmaker Michelle, and they I still have to trim a bit out, I think, and I think they're looking for a score and some other stuff. In fact, anybody listening can go to mansdominion.org, and you can see some clips. And also, if you know, are moved by the film and sort of what it's trying to do, they also still are accepting some contributions just to get a few more dollars to complete this. Because with many documentaries, maybe more so in this case, it's, you know, it's hit a few monetary snags along the line, but. You can check that out, and she says you'll get your name in the credits if you can send a few bucks, or if anybody listening is a, you know, a budding film scorer, this could be your door into that world. So, but it's very cool, and again, this is Talking Animals on WNF. We're speaking with singer-songwriter John Doe. He and the rest of X will be performing August 25th at Janus Landing. If you have a question for John, please call 813-239-9663 or email us at dj@wmnf.org. Yeah, so it sounds like this thing is nearly done, and then interestingly, it sounds like her initial thought is to present the film in sort of small screenings in like little neighborhood theaters for 100 folks or 200 folks, and then discuss it very sort of grassrootsy, and then maybe show it on IFC, and then eventually, of course, it will be a DVD release. But I mean, it sounds like I saw a few bits and pieces, and just the idea of animals as property. Which a lot of people, even the most enlightened animal people who say, hey, I don't even call myself an owner, probably don't get the legal implications that under the law, that's the way an animal is viewed and all the rights or lack of rights that, you know, that go with that. So really interesting film to keep an eye out for. So that's Man's Dominion. So, John, as far as other stuff that's going on, let's talk a little bit about the latest album to emerge from the John Doe camp. For the Best of Us, which I guess longstanding fans will know as the 98 EP For the Rest of Us. So,
right.
And maybe you can fill us in on that and kind of how that sort of got its new lease on life, et cetera.
Well, I was able to re-release it because Kill Rock Stars, the company that first released it, they, you know, had a license and they were good enough to say, sure,
yeah,
you know, put it out. You want to re-release it? And I happen to have... five other tracks that were recorded right around the same time, same band, and, you know, same sort of a little more rock than what the first five songs on the EP were.
Mm-hmm.
And I when I released it, I didn't realize that the record stores hate EPs, evidently.
I mean, for space and merchandising purposes or
whatever.
Yeah.
They just hate them.
Okay.
They don't like them.
Yeah.
And so it didn't get much. Didn't get much visibility, and you know, Yep Rock is a great company, good record company, and they said, sure, we'll put it out, we'll just add some extra tracks, and it'll be great, and you know, there it is.
Yeah,
and they're the kind of company that'll they'll take a chance and say, well, this isn't a, you know, full new studio release, but it's a good archive thing. And it's been doing really well, good press and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it's a shame that back then you couldn't really get any decent musicians to play on it. I mean, you had to settle for Smokey Hormel from Tom Waits and Beck, and Joey Warriker from R.E.M. and Beck, et cetera, and Steve McDonald.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I know.
I mean, no, but it's
it was kind of an all-star band, and it was one of those things that everybody was, you know, in L.A. and available, and I was, you know, the luckiest guy in the world to be able to work with him.
And it's really, really great. I mean, there's a few things, at least, that I really like that aren't exactly radio-ready, that just because there's a few little profanity things that pop in, but hopefully there'll be there's still a lot of other good songs that can be played. And
I view that just as a challenge to the radio station. To get into their little editing room
and take out the offending words
and go beep and then there you go. But you know they're busy.
Yeah,
they're very busy.
Well, maybe we'll get to it. I'm sure. Hey, you know we're almost towards the end of our time, John. But of course now we're starting to get a flood of calls. Let's take at least one call while we can.
Okay.
Hi, you're on WMNF with John Doe.
Hi. I didn't realize I was going to be going on the air. I just checked the website that you gave mansdominion.org,
yeah.
Okay. All right, .org. Okay, because I went to .com, mansdominion.com, and it's a very explicit porn site.
Ah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I want everybody to know that before they let their kids go on the computer.
Okay, well, I'm glad you, yeah, I'll let's repeat that then. It's mansdominion.org for the film, mansdominion.org. Please stay away from any other man's dominion then.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling and clarifying.
You're
Let's
welcome.
Take one other quick call for John Doe. You're on WMNF.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I was just wondering, is John Doe somebody I remember as being a student at Eckerd College that when the group X originally started?
John?
Actually, X Dean went to Eckerd College for, I think, a semester or two.
Okay.
Down in Florida, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in Baltimore, but Exene, she lived in Zephyr Hills, San Antonio, and St. Pete.
And Maxine also, right?
No, Exene is her name.
Yeah, but Maxine was her sister.
No, her sister was Muriel.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just wondering. I think I met you one time before. I thought you were a student out there, but...
Nope. Okay. I wish I was, but...
He's a student of many other things, though.
Okay, yeah, student of life.
That's it. Thanks for your call.
Sorry.
Okay, we're just about at the end of our time. Hey, John, speaking of Florida Way, any dates? I noticed there's a few dates after you finished the X tour, but like in Arizona and Southern California. Why don't you head out here for some dates, maybe an M&F concert?
You know, the surest way to get any musician to come to your town is to pay them.
I see.
So anybody who's got, you know, like $1,000 they don't know what to do with?
Yeah.
Call up my booking agent, I'll be there.
All right. Hey, are you buddies with Chuck Prophet at all? Do you know Chuck?
I know Chuck. I haven't seen him in a little while, but
all right.
I'll keep up with him.
All right. Well, he and WNF have developed a huge mutual admiration society. So, I mean, that's just one reference that we can give you, so maybe we can lure you out for one of our shows. And maybe we can become the East Coast counterpart to what KEXP has become for you on the West Coast.
Absolutely.
It could happen. All right, John Doe, thanks so much for joining us again. X, John Doe and the rest of X will be at Janus Landing August 25th, and the new record is
with the Rollins Band.
With the Rollins Band, yes. I don't want to give them short shrift. And the new one is For the Best of Us, formerly For the Rest of Us. And, John, thanks again for joining us on Talking Animals, and I'm sure we'll speak soon.
Okay, Duncan, you take care.
All right, thanks, you too. All right, John Doe. On Talking Animals. I want to thank him again for joining us. And we're going to give tickets away to that show. We have one pair of tickets, and we're going to give them away right now as we play Name That Animal Tune, and which is just like any other version of Name That Animal Tune, Name That Tune, you care to mention, except all the songs are animal-related. So we'll see if you can name this animal tune. First person to call in at 813-239-9663 will get a pair of tickets to see X and the Rollins Band and Janus Landing. Can you name that animal tune? Can you name that animal tune? Hi, you're on WMNF. Can you name that animal tune?
Yeah, that's a zebra.
That's incorrect, sir.
Oh.
Hi, you're on WMNF. Can you name that animal tune?
Zebra. That's incorrect, sir.
Hi, you're on WMNF. Can you name that animal tune?
It's Hungry Wolf by X.
There you go. Okay, stay on hold. We'll come back and get your information, and you are the winner. Okay, we just about reached the end of Talking Animals. We will be back. We're on monthly now, the second Wednesday of each month. So we'll be back September 13th, October 11th, etc. I want to thank Alex Pickett of the Weekly Planet and Curtis Ross of the Tampa Tribune for their recent print support of Talking Animals. And thank Rob Laurie and others at WMNF for the opportunity to present Talking Animals. Please visit our site, talkinganimals.net, and send any show-related email to talkinganimals@AOL.com. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. We're closing out today's show, as usual, with an animal song. This is new music from the Red Hot Chili Peppers with a song called Animal Bar. Please stay tuned for NPR News, followed by Democracy Now! We'll return with another edition of Talking Animals next month.